interviews and profiles with community leaders, activists, hip-hop artists, and musicians, giving voice to community concerns and offering a unique forum to explore issues relevant to hip-hop community. That's every weekday at 7 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO is proud to host the entire series of the podcast, The Spirit of the Forest, an audio drama, dark comedy, and semi-musical outsider art program. It's created by independent producer Dan Krall from Corvallis, and the program reflects upon the sadness, the absurdity, and normalcy of modern life. Listen to The Spirit of the Forest on demand at kboo.fm/thespiritoftheforest.
I'm DeMay Roberts. Welcome to the first stage and studio show of 2016. We're listening to David Ornette Cherry from his CD, It Could Be Different. Find out more about David at davidornettecherry.com. Well, it may not feel like it right now outside, but things are heating up in January, at least on Portland's performing arts stages. Today we feature the first offering of the Fertile Ground Festival, and that's happening later on this month from February 21st through the 31st, and it's a 10-day citywide festival of new works. Fertile Ground Festival, check it out at fertilegroundpdx.org. Now, we're going to find out about one of the shows that's opening before the festival begins. It's called Broken Promises, and it's at Teatro Milagro, and it's an original world premiere play about human trafficking with local stories, and it was written by Olga Sanchez. And in the latter part of the show, we'll talk with Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater about their performance of Ancestry in Motion. Some great folks here today, so stay with us. It's Stage and Studio. I'm DeMay Roberts. With me in the KBOO studio live and in person is Danielle Milan. Hello. Welcome
back. Hello, DeMay. Thank you.
And she's the founder of and artistic director of Teatro Milagro. And with her is actor Gio Alva, otherwise known as Giovanni Alva. Hey, welcome here. I guess it's your first time, right?
Yeah, this
even
is
though
my first time.
I've met you before somewhere. They're both from the world premiere play of Broken Promises, and that was written by Olga Sanchez, and it's about to premiere on January 14th through the 23rd. And welcome both to Stage and Studio, both of you. It's great to have you here.
You.
Thanks for braving the weather. I know Milagro's not too far, but it's still, you had to walk all the way here. Danielle, give us a little background. I've featured Teatro Milagro before and the touring shows, but let's give a little background to people who may not be familiar with it.
So as some of your listeners may recall, Teatro Milagro really focuses on social justice issues. After the two-week premiere, we perform mostly in colleges and work with student groups of color, of multicultural students, and programs focused on immigration, women's issues, and whatnot. In 2009, we started a health coalition in partnership with Multnomah County Health Department and Cascade AIDS program at the time. Since that time, other groups have joined, and one of our major partners in this particular play is Planned Parenthood.
Well, you have quite a few partners in this play, don't you?
And so working with Planned Parenthood on a concept where a lot of stories emerging about 12-year-old girls who get involved in sex trafficking, either through gangs, affiliation, or also through some of their own involvement against all stereotypes. The reality is a lot of young girls are pimped out through their families and friends.
And boyfriends.
Yeah. So this story that Olga Sanchez wrote is based on some of these stories that we heard through our partners about the clients they serve in their programs. And We really wanted to emphasize that it's not strictly something that happens with gang affiliation, that it is really an across-the-board issue. Nobody is left out in the sex trafficking, with Portland being number two in the nation, specifically for underage sex trafficking.
Really? Where did you get that stat from?
These are from studies that were done.
It's number two in the nation for sex trafficking or human trafficking under the age of 12?
Yes. In fact, GEO has that information. It's part of our study guide that we can make available to people who are interested in coming to see the play. Wow. I believe the study guide might be on our website, but GEO has some information about that.
Yeah. So according to the Polaris Project, in 2014, the numbers indicated that in Portland, there was at least 1,300 sex trafficking incidents reported, and most of them dealing with underage people.
Wow!
So I don't know. It was pretty sad.
And yeah, it is pretty sad, and you know, and it seems like this is timely to be offering this when I think at that age, especially with puberty and going through, you know, right before the teen years, it seems like the young women might be a lot more vulnerable at this age. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Low self-esteem. Also, the biggest factor is financial. Mm-hmm. Young people in low-income situations really forced into this through financial need most often. And sometimes even teens pimping out themselves, finding that this is a way to maybe make quick money, but ultimately finding out the risk, huge risk factors, and a lot of them related to the sexual health issues. So in combination with the play, we're also going to be having a resource fair on the Sunday matinee, which will be before and after the fair. And some of the organizations participating in that, of course, include Planned Parenthood, APANO, LifeWorks Northwest, 211, PFLAG, SARC, and a group called YES, Youth Ending Slavery. And some of these groups will also be present after each performance. We will have representatives from different agencies involved in post-show discussions after the play.
Did I see NAYA on there too, Native American Youth?
NAYA is a school where we have done some of our own sexual health education classes. Our actors are all trained in sexual health education.
Wow.
And we offer workshops that, in fact, GEO's participated in most recently.
I want to talk to you about that. You're listening to Stage and Studio, in case you just joined in. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, talking with Danielle Milan, founder of and artistic director of Teatro Milagro, and she's here with GEO Alva, who is starring in the production of Broken Promises, which runs on January 14th through the 23rd at Milagro Theater, before it goes on tour as Teatro Milagro. So let's talk a little bit, GEO, about, you know, I guess, first off, I want to find out what the play is about. I mean, we know what it's about, but like, what is the specific plot line? How do you tell the story of sex trafficking in Portland through one two-hour play? I assume it's about 2 hours.
It's an hour.
An hour play.
Just an hour.
So how do you do that? That's a major challenge.
It is.
Do you want to tell the story?
Well, the story mainly deals with Adriana, who comes new out of school. And it just shows her, like, I don't know, her distrust for her family because her parents split up and they moved to a new city. And then she meets a bunch of kids, like, at her high school who also come from troubled families who are financially not stable. And then you just see them progress and you see them how they dive into this world that they don't know what they're doing. And then they slowly start seeing what they're doing and they start seeing the consequences, both the good and the bad, but mainly the bad ones. My character in particular, he goes from being nobody and from everybody making fun of him, but being tough and everything, you know, like in the streets, to being an entrepreneur, making money. And he doesn't do it with bad intentions. He seriously just doesn't want to be called stupid. And he wants to have money and he's going to make it one way or another. And sadly, he dives into this world not really knowing the consequences.
And does he get his girlfriend involved? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. So he sees her as a commodity.
I think at first he's generally falls in love because he needs someone there.
Yeah.
But again, economic hardships, like he needs money and he sees that there's a great opportunity for everybody to make money. But then, I don't know, he just keeps wanting more money and more money and more money.
So at the heart of it, then, it is an economic motivation.
Exactly.
Okay.
For our story, yes, but yeah. Not for everybody, but I guess.
Well, it seems like it would be the biggest motivator, though, right. Is poverty. So, Danielle, when last I talked with Olga, that was maybe 6 months or more. She was in the research phase of writing the script. And I was just wondering how this background info that she got from the research came into, is it a composite character, a composite situation?
It's definitely a composite character. So we did, like I said, research on these personal stories, and then she did a really amazing job of sort of weaving them together. The four characters of Adriana, who's the new girl, and Gio plays as Esteban, her boyfriend, and then two other schoolmates. And then one of the actors, Ajay Tarasis Tripathi, plays multiple roles. The father, who is an abuser, the school teachers who are like, oh, well, obviously you can't go to college, you know, this kind of environment in the community that you often see oppressing these young people. So they feel disenfranchised and they don't feel like they can rise above their situation. So she wove all those stories together. And then the play itself, believe it or not, is quite entertaining. I mean, it's such a heavy, sad topic, but we have some wonderful
you actually have music. A rap song in
yes,
it, right?
Yes, we have some rap. We have some amazing choreography.
So it's heavy content, but there's a lot of hip-hop in it and more urban content, too.
Yes. Yeah.
I hate that word, more urban content, but something that is a little bit lighter, that it's pop culture-ish.
Yes, and it kind of helps to drive it. You see how the media and everything sucks these kids in. It's,
The one thing
and
we
it makes
wanted,
it kind of sexy, too. Too,
yes.
Isn't it?
The one thing we wanted to do is like to show both sides, not just the bad, but also the good. We wanted to show that not all of it is bad.
Well, let's hear this a little bit of this rap, and if you can do any of it, that'd be great.
All right, I'll do the first part.
This is some Broken Promises.
Yes.
She's a no good, low down, stupid, lazy girl. And that's as much as I'll give you.
So there is kind of a grittiness to it, though.
Yes,
you're
is.
Bringing in a little bit of like pop culture into it, but it is pretty gritty still.
Yes.
Yeah, you can hear it in the song.
The
it's
minor
very
tones.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the way we open the show. So
really?
As soon as you walk in, you sit down, lights go off.
This is the
first
world.
Thing you're going to come into.
Yeah. So you're basically creating the atmosphere of this world. I'm just wondering, how much, Gio, have you learned from doing this? Is this a topic that you had thought about before?
I went to Humboldt State. I graduated from Humboldt State. And a lot of my peers over there care a lot about sexual identity and stuff like that. And it was something that I was aware about. But being at Humboldt, it taught me a lot about this. And a couple of my friends did a workshop at KCCTF last year on sexual education and finding your character through sexuality. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then I came here to Milagro working for them. And then they're like, this is the new show. And I'm like, wow, everything's so connected. So I've learned a lot about sexual educational health. I've learned that this is a big issue for a lot of people.
It is, and it's amazing to me, especially we work in, you know, media or TV, film, and theater. I mean, a lot of images of prostitutes are very glamorous, you know. They're, you know, it's this, you even see it in music videos still, you know. And I wonder how much that sucks, I guess, people into it, or women into it, especially when they think that it's this whole other thing, you know.
There's definitely and all they see sexualization is the money. Of women, the dance form, the music, the clothes, and so it's sort of like you feel a lot of times it's society and the media driving this sexualization of women.
And to some extent, then they give us the reins, and then we start doing it for
we as reason. Men,
we as people in
we
general,
as people. Yeah,
because okay. Men are also in it, so, and to some extent, we sexualize ourselves. We try to work out. We try to be like, hey, look at me in my underwear, and I'm sexy too.
Right. It's a whole nother situation though when somebody is
benefiting.
Somebody's benefiting, and somebody's having to. Give up part of themselves to be, as a commodity. So I really think it's an important show, and you're hoping to tour this every. How far are you touring this show?
Well, we start more locally in February. We have a performance at PCC Rock Creek with working with the Women's Center. Then in March we head south, and we have a show at Umpqua Community College, and then. Towards the end of March, we head out to the east, and we'll be at University of Connecticut.
Oh my!
In Storrs, and also at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Wow! It's like both coasts.
Yes.
At this point,
and then later in the spring, we head back to the Northwest and perform up in Seattle.
Must be
April.
Hard organizing these tours, though, Danielle.
Well, I have a wonderful crew this year. Yeah. Gio, in addition to some of the other actors, all help in the office. They're marketing the show. One of the other actresses is a costume designer, recent graduate of University of Portland, and she's designed the costumes. Sexy costumes.
Yeah.
One of our older actors, Ajay Terrasas Tripathi, he's been with the tour for over 5 years. He's now the tour manager, which is really helpful.
When you say sexy costumes, you just mean they're a lot of fun.
Oh, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're quite.
We don't want to glamorize this world, right?
Yeah.
But, I think that, I'm going to give the show dates pretty soon, but it says here that there's no nudity or graphic scenes, but however, the recommended age is the teens and up. But
yes.
You're dealing with the age 12, so I'm wondering if you should make it 12 and up.
You'd like to.
Yeah.
The reality and the conservatism is two different things.
Okay.
I was working with theater kids in a middle school and finding out some of the stories of the kids in the neighborhood with their families, and yet you would not take this play to perform at a middle school,
although girls are maturing faster and faster, and I hadn't worked at a middle school for probably 15 years, and at that time I was shocked to learn that there were girls who were 13 who were already active, sexually active. So
we do have our healthy relationships workshops, and we will be doing theater residencies in Pendleton, Medford, and also here in Portland.
Well, it seems like it's just such a great opportunity to have these discussions as a family, if that's even possible.
You can only try.
Yeah, but I think that it's certainly a topic that is not going to go away anytime soon, and it probably should be dealt with, and it's great that you're doing that, both of you. That's really great.
Thank you.
Teatro Milagro presents the world premiere of Broken Promises by Oka Sanchez. It's based on local stories of teenage sex trafficking, and due to mature content, the play is recommended for teens and up. No nudity, no graphic scenes, however, on stage. The show runs through January 14th as a preview. It opens then, and then the official opening is January 15th, and it runs through the 23rd. And the shows are Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And opening night is January 15th, 7:30 p.m. And performances of during the Fertile Ground Festival is January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. All shows are at El Centro Milagro. That's located at 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. You can find that info at milagro.org, and that's milagro.org, and also stageandstudio.org. Danielle Milan and Giovanni Gio Alva, thank you for joining us. It's
Gracias.
Great to have
you
here. And kudos to you for doing this. It's great work, and I look forward to some of the talkbacks and hearing how that goes, too. I'm sure there will be a lot to be discussed.
A lot,
All right.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater with Oluyinka Akinjiola, and we're going to listen to some music by David Ornette Cherry right now, and you can hear his music at davidornettecherry.com. Robert Stajan Studio. With me on the phone is Olienka Okangiola, and she's with Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater. Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Did I say your name all right, Olienka?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, you know, when I saw the your name of your group, Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater, I hadn't really heard of you guys before. Have you been around for very long?
Well, we're new. We're a new Portland-based dance
company. That's what I thought. Yeah. Was Summer your first premiere show, the first show you premiered as a company in Portland?
It was. It was at Performance Works Northwest, and it was a co-production by Linda Austin through the Alembic production series.
I see. So is that what brought you to Portland, or were you around before then?
I was here through a residency at Studio 2 at Zoomtopia, where I created the first company's work. And I'd also danced with Ashe Day in Portland for a few years.
Okay, so you've been around for a while, but you you made it permanent recently then. So what is the origin of Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater, the name itself? What is the origin of that name?
Well, the name encompasses that we're diverse and well-versed in the dance forms that we represent, from Afro-Brazilian, Afro-Cuban, modern, contemporary, Afro-Haitian, and hip-hop, but all while we work to represent our communities and work to be relevant and socially aware in the works that we present.
Well, now, the works that you're presenting that's upcoming is called Ancestry in Motion. You want to tell us a little bit about that show?
Absolutely. So in Ancestry in Motion, there is a beautiful range of dances from traditions that are rooted in the African diaspora. We take these traditions to new places and new levels in how they apply to us today and where we see conflict and where we see support of traditions. And we embrace them, and at some points we challenge those conflicts. There's going to be three world premieres by rising choreographers in Portland, Darvijon Jones, Michael Galen, Jamie Minkus. I'll be restaging some work of mine from New York, as well as a recent solo. There's also a solo by Uriah Boyd, and there's special guests Okaija Ofroso and Rudy Saluski.
Well, now, in reading about the show itself, Ancestry in Motion, I read that you kind of connect this dance piece to the recent focus on police brutality. How do you make that connection?
Yes. That will be the world premiere by Jamie Minkus. We, in her choreographic intent, she is using the deity Yemaja from Afro-Cuban and Afro-Brazilian traditions. She is the grandmother, the mother of all humanity and salt water and large bodies of oceans. And we look at her empathy in how she sees these brutalities taking place, and the work really embodies those feelings of wanting to protect, wanting to take care and rebuild and repair some of the hurt in communities because of this violence.
That is a beautiful metaphor there. What are some of the other pieces that are in the show, the dance pieces?
Michael Galen's piece looks at intergenerational conflict in between the Charleston of the 1920s, like the Savoy era, and house dance, recent house dance. So there's this play on the struggle in between generations, which is draws from all these different really rich traditions. Then Darvijon Jones' premiere is looking at the folkloric story of Yan Valu and Dambala from Afro-Haitian traditions. So there's going to be a mix of traditional Afro-Haitian folklore as well as bringing those metaphors into contemporary jazz. So we're taking that folklore and putting a new spin on it and how it transitions into our lives today.
Well, it seems like there's almost... Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, a solo work that I'll be presenting is based on the text or in the speech by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie from her famous TED Talk, The Danger of a Single Story. So So there's a lot of range.
A lot of range and a lot of history in there, too. Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater presents Ancestry in Motion, and it is going to be happening on January 15th, 16th, and 17th at Headwaters. And that's located, Headwaters Theater is located at 55 Northwest Farragut Street, number 9 in Portland. And you can get more info about Headwaters at 503-289-3499. And also you can get tickets to Ancestry in Motion at brownpapertickets.com. Olyanka, in the time remaining, what's ahead for your company after this show?
We have some upcoming local performances, and we hope to continue to create new work and really bring a strong new presence in the dance community of Portland and expanding out into the Northwest.
There are quite a few dance companies in Portland. What do you think is the biggest struggle for looking at it from your perspective of having come here kind of fresh, right? What do you think are the biggest challenges for the dance community here in Portland?
Well, my perspective mainly is from being in Western New York in the Rochester area, and the dance environment here still feels pretty young. So there's still a lot of community that can be built in terms of connecting each of these companies together and connecting with universities. There's still a lot of rich areas that could be used to support each other and create a stronger dance scene.
Have you found a lot of support within the community for your company?
We've done a lot of community events, like street fairs. One of our choreographers teaches at Body Vox. I work with the Right Brain Initiative. So we all have different ways that we are involved in the community, but also we're creators and producers of our own work.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start, though, and I encourage people to
see your
show. It's Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater, and it's January 15th, 16th, and 17th at Headwaters Theater at 55 Northwest Farragut Street, and you can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Olyanka Akinjiola of Rejoice Diaspora Dance Theater, thank you so much for joining us today via phone, and you have a great weekend
run.
You take care. That's it for Stage and Studio. My thanks to the ever-wonderful KABU engineer, Janet Anderson. Thank you so much, Janet. If you missed any of this show, visit stageandstudio.org. You can also download shows at iTunes. You can subscribe. And you can also like us, and I hope you do, on the facebook.com/stage, the letter N, studio page. Or you can tweet me at stage, the letter N, studio. And happy 2016 to everybody. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts.
KABU Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the We Real Cool film series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month is Nacho Drum, showing Thursday, January 21st at 7 p.m. Released in 1993, Nacho Drum is a French documentary about the Romani people's journey from Northwest India to Spain, consisting primarily of music. Again, that's Nacho Drum, Thursday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
I always say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid. With each passing year, the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. become more and more necessary to remember. With this in mind, the World Arts Foundation and KABU Foundation members would like to invite you, your family, and friends to their 31st anniversary and tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 18th, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Highland Christian Center in Portland. As in years past, there will be a variety of local and regional choirs, performers, and entertainers, all paying homage to the work and legacy of Dr. King and our efforts to keep his dream alive. So remember, Monday, January the 18th at the Highland Christian Center, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and of course, right here on KBOO FM radio.
The greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Today on Wing, some creative campaigns women organized for their issues in 2015.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Visualize, if you will, a group of young women holding up a tampon the size of a conference table. On it in big red letters are the words, "Mr. Hockey, stop taxing my period." Hockey is the National Treasurer of Australia. As he took questions from the public on May 26th, Sydney University student Subeta Vimalaraj